The temple sacrifices, however, are relevant for Olam Hazeh, for this world. And Messiah's sacrifice is relevant for Olam Haba, the world to come, which we learn here, where he says, therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, Deuteros, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant in the Protos. The tabernacle pictures both, right? It's got both in it. Both are important. It's not like one's not important and the other is. I mean, both are part of the same building, right? They work together. One pertains to the current physical mortal state. One pertains to the world to come. Both are witnessed in the Torah and in the tabernacle, but only one is needful for salvation. The temple, the Aaronic priesthood, the sacrificial system, it's not about eternal life in the world to come. We get that. If you got that, you understand why it's not necessary to suppose it's been supplanted by the gospel. But if as long as you think that the temple and the sacrifices were about achieving the world to come, then it doesn't make sense. Why would you need the gospel? I mean, in fact, if that was the case, if it used to be animal sacrifices, Aaron points this out in his book, Boundary Stones. It used to be animal sacrifices were the way that you got to heaven, but now that Jesus came, Jesus is how you get to heaven, then what you're saying is that the animal sacrifices used to work, but it was inconvenient to always have to round up goats and sheep and stuff, so God sent his son and killed his son so that we wouldn't have to kill a goat. In other words, you just elevated the value of a life of a goat over the Son of God. That's crazy. That's crazy thinking. So this also explains why the believers, the early apostolic community, remained connected with the temple so long as it was standing with its rituals and services. Maybe one more question arises. If all of that's true and all of that's true and these sacrifices really do have relevance and all that clean and unclean stuff and the ashes of the red heifer and all that stuff is all real and true and it's still going on, then why aren't we doing it? And there's an answer. Because the temple has been destroyed. And that's why we pray for its rebuilding every day. The believers understood Messiah's sacrifice to be for the world to come and not for this world, which explains why they were able to stay fully engaged in the temple system even after the death and resurrection of Messiah. This also explains how there can be a future temple in the Messianic era and it's not a problem, because the Messianic age, glorious and perfect as it will be when Messiah gets here, who doesn't want to sit under their own vine and fig tree? You know what I mean? It's going to be great, but it's still part of this world. The Messianic age is still part of Olam Hazeh. It's still part of this world, not the world to come. In Jerusalem, in the new world, or the world to come, New Jerusalem that descends, there's no temple. So to summarize all of this, I hope I've made some sense here, because I feel like I'm just spitting out information so fast that I myself keep getting confused. But to summarize all of this, 5 words. There is no difficulty here.